This is Extra Cover on 104.1 FM Buckets Radio and streaming live on the World Wide Web, bucketsradio.com.au. And we're up to our final segment in our discussions with Ian Callan. And this little bit will be focusing on what Ian is up to now that his cricketing, on-field cricketing career is over. He's certainly still well and truly involved in the game, as we find out here. And what are your future plans, Ian? You're planning on staying in the bat-making game, or you do a bit of coaching, or you're staying involved in cricket?
Well, I've always been coaching. I've always been involved in coaching since I retired. I was with Premier Cricket in Victoria, doing a lot of coaching for clubs. I stopped a year or so ago, and last year I got a job at Kamora Cricket Club in the Dandenong District. Well, actually, I was asked if I'd take over the coaching role of the club. They weren't doing so well, and they were facing relegation. And I said, yeah, okay, I took it on to see whether I really was interested in coaching in a team environment.
Yep.
And I enjoyed it more than I'd ever anticipated, and it was a fantastic experience. It's difficult because the coaching cricketers aren't going to play a higher level. They haven't got the drive to want to play a higher level, but they're just sort of playing for love of it. So trying to motivate them was a challenge, but in the end we got over the line and we avoided relegation there, and I think I started to see a lot of improvement in the boys, so I've really got involved in that.
Yep.
I still do a lot of online coaching. Players send in videos and of themselves bowling, and I give them analysis and ideas on how they can improve themselves. I still do that, and I do a lot of that from overseas as well.
Is that through your Callan Cricket website? Do you have a website that people can go to if they want to find out more about what you do?
I've just taken it off, Matt. I've just taken the coaching side of it off because I'm going to be coaching again this year at club level, so I haven't just done it at the club level. Unfortunately, but once I give that away again, I'll get it started up again and I'll do it. So, it was really exciting. It was, cause nowadays with modern technology, I can virtually be at a cricket match, and someone can send me the video. They can film the guy on their iPhone or iPad.
Yeah.
Through to me, and I can analyze it, and they can have the comments back to the training session. So if someone was really struggling with getting the right advice to someone, well, they can still do that if they wanted to ring me about it. And I can certainly set them up in that regard. But I'm not chasing extra work at the moment. Pretty flat out.
And on the bat making side of things, how long would it take you to get through a batch of bats? Do you make them for the start of the season, or you're making them year round? What's the process there?
I start off. What I do is I'll put 20 handles in there. I'll press 20 bats, 20 clicks, and I'll kind of splice 20 bats, and then I'll splice 20 handles, and I'll fit 20 handles, and I'll get a production line going where I'll finish sanding 20, or finish stickering 20, finish standing, finish shaping, so forth, binding, whatever it is I have to do. And I just get a production line going. I go all the way through it. I can do, when I'm flat out and really push myself, I can do 20 a day.
Yeah, wow.
But I don't need to sell that many bats these days. So I just tend to sell them to the cricketers who want them, and they can buy them online.
Yeah.
We have certain sales people in different areas who've taken on a role as an agent in an area. There's one thing, I've got blokes in Broome and Gold Coast and in Perth and Mandurah and Adelaide, Tassie, so forth around the place.
Yep.
But now I'm in Dubbo.
maybe that could be arranged.
We'll get up there one day.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, thanks so much for your time, Ian. I really appreciate you sharing some of your stories, and we love to hear the behind the scenes kind of stuff that you've shared with us today that we don't have access to, that kind of thing. So really thank you for being generous with your time.
No problems, mate. Thanks so much and good luck with your program.
Yeah, thank you. And that concludes our time with Ian Callan on Extra Cover. A big thank you to Ian for being so generous with his time, giving us an insight into his career as a cricketer and his transition from playing the game to staying involved in the game. I think it's really good that he's been able to find something that he loves that is still in and around the game of cricket. Making cricket bats is a very interesting thing to do, I dare say. I would find it very interesting spending time working with the timber to produce the quality cricket bats that he does, and doing a bit of coaching and things like that. I think once the game of cricket's in your blood, it's in your blood, and you can sense that passion when Ian's talking about the game. So a big thank you to him, and we hope that we can have some other former players and current players come and join us on Extra Cover in the future. Well, we are not long left on the show, so we'll play some more music, and then that will about wrap up the show for this week.